Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court has now stopped the Department of Health and Human Services' attempt to advance abortion and medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. A federal court recently has blocked a new regulatory change by the United States Department of Health and Human Services that illegally restricted doctors from protecting their patients and reporting abuse related to the harms of abortion and mutilating gender procedures. The changes in this case amended a privacy rule under the 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, to silence healthcare professionals from reporting suspected abuse as a way to hinder enforcement of any state laws that ban abortion or experimental drugs and medical mutilation for children. Holly, this particular HIPAA law, which we're all familiar generally with HIPAA when we go to a doctor, we may not know all the specifics of it, but we're always told you have to sign these HIPAA forms or whatever it might be. They tried to amend this, the Biden administration did, so that if a doctor or a healthcare worker suspected abuse, i.e. in the context of abortion, a minor comes in as impregnated, somebody they find out who is an adult did it, that's rape, statutory rape, that's violation of state law, or it may be that abortion is banned or restricted significantly in that state, and they see that somebody's getting an abortion, and they report that.
Or they bring in a child to have this gender mutilation stuff.
Right.
Without permission.
Without permission, or even against the state law.
Right.
And they report it. This regulation that the Biden administration wanted to do would stop healthcare workers from reporting.
Right. Well, thankfully, this was challenged by a Texas physician. She owns her own private clinic, and she believes that elective abortions harm both the mother and the unborn child, and that this irreversible gender interventions also harm the child. So U.S. District Judge Kaczmarek, you know, he's made some great decisions in the last couple of years regarding protecting life. He sided with this doctor and issued a narrow preliminary injunction against the HHS, which only exempts a physician's clinic from the new rule while the litigation continues. But this is a great first step.
Yeah, it's a great first step. So in April of 2024, HHS published the amended HIPAA privacy rule, which specifically excluded unborn children from the definition of persons. Then the HHS also deceptively redefined public health to exclude any state authority to deem some aspects of reproductive health as detrimental in any way, such as abortion or gender intervention. So that's no longer going to be considered detrimental. While HIPAA was enacted to protect against unauthorized disclosure of patients' health information, it had explicitly preserved a state's authority to require the reporting of injury or child abuse. However, these changes, which became effective in June of 2024, now prevent doctors from disclosing information to state officials or law enforcement regarding any harm or abuse stemming from abortion or gender procedures.
You know, it's interesting. According to this lawsuit by the doctor, the HHS has admitted that the amended privacy rule, which is called the 2024 rule, is a direct response to the 2022 Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey and empowered states to restrict abortion.
Yeah, so the lawsuit in this case reads, in other words, the HHS promulgated the 2024 rule in order to obstruct states' ability to enforce their laws regarding abortion and other laws that HHS deems to fall under the rubric of reproductive health care. So this is the Biden administration trying to tie the hands of states and the medical professions so that if they suspect abuse from abortion, They expect a violation of state law, and it could be that abortions are being done in contravention to the state law. It could be that an abortion is being done on a minor, and they know that that minor was impregnated by an adult, so that would be a mandatory report that this minor has been abused sexually by an adult.
Been trafficked.
And trafficked, could be human trafficked, or that you have this gender mutilation where you may have state laws that ban these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries, and there's 26 of those now.
Like, for example, what was happening in Texas, and probably maybe still is happening with that Children's Hospital.
So take the Children's Hospital situation where the Texas Children's Hospital, in contravention of Texas law, which bans puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries on minors, was doing it anyway.
Right.
And now the doctor or the healthcare providers find out that that's happening in their hospital in violation of state law. They are not allowed to report it under this amended rule by HHS.
But those courageous people like the nurse whistleblower, we interviewed her on our TV program. She was one of them that stepped forward and said, hey, listen, this is going on against state law. They're doing this to these children. I'm having to teach them how to put in their own puberty blockers.
Yeah, and then the doctor also came forward and did that as well. And they came after the doctor. The Biden administration came after the doctor and sent federal authorities to the nurse that we interviewed to knock on her door and intimidate her into silence and intimidate her that bad things could happen to her if she continued to try to blow the whistle.
Yeah, the FBI showed up at her door.
I mean, talk about witness tampering.
Yeah.
That's witness tampering. That's the Biden administration. This is the heavy hand that has happened under the Biden administration. And thank God that administration is almost done.
Yes.
And over, and it's a past bad memory. Good news is that the federal judge in this case, at least for this particular plaintiff, has blocked that particular rule, meaning that the judge has had to find that she is likely to prevail because of its unconstitutionality that the judge found. But it's not a nationwide injunction because some of those have been frowned on by the United States Supreme Court. They prefer to have more narrow injunctions to the specific plaintiff involved as opposed to having a broad national injunction that is nationwide. And so the judge here found in favor of the doctor and her clinic and has given her relief. The handwriting is on the wall, Holly, because if that judge will do that for her, then anyone else who files suit, in particularly with that judge, should be able to find the same kind of relief for their area of redress as well.
Yeah, this should definitely be a nationwide decision, hopefully, eventually, and when President Trump gets back in office as well. The HHS has been used in just wrong ways against protecting, against lives, whether they're children or adults. It's been abused. So that really needs to be redressed there.
The judge wrote in his opinion that the new rule by the Biden administration implements limits on reporting child abuse where HIPAA allows none. He further noted that the rule puts doctors in a position to make perplexing legal judgments regarding the rule's vaguely defined terms. And if they misread the terms, they then could violate federal law or otherwise violate state law when it comes to reporting abuse. He also wrote, Congress explicitly forbade HIPAA and its regulations from placing plaintiffs in such a bind. The judge concluded that the HHS's 2024 rule likely exceeded HIPAA's statutory authority and consequently issued the injunction. The case now is expected to continue legal proceedings, ultimately going to a final judgment.
I think,
Holly, this is just another example of this Biden administration having so much being blinded by the abortion and the LGBTQ agenda that they are willing to literally override constitutional rights. And here's just another example of that.
Well, of course, you know, all along their bottom line has been dollars, whether it's abortion or this gender mutilation surgery. It's all about dollars, making the money, getting in bed, so to speak, with these organizations to make more money for Planned Parenthood, or you're seeing these gender clinics that have been popping up left and right now. But you know, this doctor, you know, kudos to her. Doctors take an oath to do no harm. And so she has the courage to stand up and say, you know, I should be able to report abuse to protect my patients, whether it's regulating abortion or these experimental gender interventions. This is what I became a doctor to be able to do, protect patients.
Well, in many states, too, mandatory reporting is required for suspected abuse of children. And this particular federal law or rule was attempting to override that. Great decision. More will be coming forthwith, and I'm sure these kinds of regulations will be eventually repealed by the Trump administration. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.